Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone has been achieved in India's defence sector with the commissioning of the 4th Nilgiri-class stealth frigate in Staragiri at Vishakhapatnam, marking a major boost to the country's naval capabilities. First, let's delve into the details of this impressive warship. The Staragiri, built by Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited, displaces 6,670 tons and boasts an impressive array of weaponry, including BrahMos supersonic missiles and MRSAM air defense systems. What makes this significant is that it has over 75% indigenous content, a testament to India's growing self-reliance in defense manufacturing. Crucially, this commissioning is part of the Project 17 initiative, which aims to enhance the Indian Navy's capabilities with a total of 7 frigates, 4 of which are being built by MDL and 3 by GRSC. Building on this, it's worth noting that this commissioning is not an isolated event, but rather part of a larger expansion of India's naval fleet. In a remarkable display of India's growing military might, 4 warships were inducted in a span of just 48 hours, including INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak, INS Malvan, and INS Agrahi. This simultaneous induction marks one of the largest expansions of India's fleet in recent history. Now, let us turn to the economic landscape. The Reserve Bank of India has taken a significant step by directing banks to stop participating in non-deliverable derivative contracts on the rupee, citing concerns over offshore speculation distorting domestic forex price discovery. This move has already had a positive impact, with the rupee recovering from below 95 to 93.10 USD following the directive. And here is something that surprises many students: the RBI's move is aimed at reducing volatility in the currency market and promoting a more stable exchange rate. It is worth pausing here to note that another significant development in the economic sphere is the amendment to the General Anti-Avoidance Rules, or GAR. The CBDT has notified that GAR will not apply to income from transfer of investments made before 1 April 2017, resolving ambiguity triggered by the Supreme Court's Tiger Global ruling. This clarification is crucial for investors and will provide much-needed certainty in the tax landscape. Remember this number, 3 crore year, which is the tax benefit threshold for GAR applicability. Moving on to the export sector, the rebate of state and central taxes and levy scheme, or ROSCTL, has been extended to 30th September 2026, providing a much-needed boost to apparel and garment exporters. What does this mean for India's export sector? It means that exporters will continue to receive rebates on state and central taxes and levies, making Indian exports more competitive in the global market. Now, let us examine the polity and governance landscape. The Nyaya Setu AI chatbot, launched by Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, is a significant initiative aimed at democratizing access to legal information. This chatbot, developed by Dibda, supports 36 text and 23 voice languages, making it a powerful tool for citizens to access legal information and services. Note this carefully: the Nyaya Setu chatbot is a key component of the Disha program, which aims to promote digital literacy and access to justice. With that background in place, let us look at the international relations landscape. In a significant development, Myanmar's military-backed parliament has elected Min Aung Hlaing as the 11th president, winning 429 out of 584 votes. This development has significant implications for the region and highlights the complex geopolitical dynamics at play. So what exactly changed? The election of Min Aung Hlaing as president marks a significant shift in Myanmar's political landscape, with potential implications for India's strategic interests in the region. Now, let us turn to the science and technology sector. The Antariksh VC Fund, a SEBI-registered Category 2 AIF sponsored by SIDBI Venture Capital, is set to begin investing in private space startups from Q1 FY2027. This fund is backed by InSpace, the Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, and aims to promote the growth of India's space sector. What makes this significant is that it will provide much-needed funding and support to space startups, enabling them to develop innovative technologies and solutions. Moving on to the environment and ecology landscape, the government has mandated the supply of E20 fuel, which is 20% ethanol-blended petrol, at petrol pumps across the country. This move is part of India's National Biofuel Policy 2018, which aims to promote the use of biofuels and reduce the country's dependence on fossil fuels. Crucially, this move will help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and promote a more sustainable energy mix. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Instaragiri displaces 6,670 tons and was built by Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Limited. The Project 17A initiative aims to build a total of 7 frigates, with 4 being built by MDL and 3 by GRSE. The RoSCTL scheme has been extended to 30th September 2026. The GAR rules are applicable from 1st April 2017 and have a tax benefit threshold of 3 crore year. The Nyaya Setu chatbot supports 36 text and 23 voice languages and was developed by Dibda. The Rhesus whale population is fewer than 100 individuals and is listed as critically endangered on the IUCN Red List. The Gangotri National Park covers an area of 2,390 square kilometers and is located in the Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. Finally, let us tie the topic back to its broader significance. The developments in the defense, economic, and environmental spheres have significant implications for India's strategic position, economic growth, and environmental sustainability. As we move forward, it is essential to consider the interconnectedness of these sectors and the potential impact on India's overall development trajectory. The commissioning of the Instaragiri, the extension of the RoSCTL scheme, and the promotion of biofuels are all significant steps towards achieving India's strategic and economic goals, while also promoting a more sustainable energy mix and reducing greenhouse gas emissions.